Hello and welcome to The Pulse, talking tech at MHC. This podcast is produced by the educational technology team at Mount Holyoke College. Our staff are on hand to help faculty and students with the major technologies used in teaching and learning here at Mount Holyoke. If you'd like to hear more about what we do or collaborate with us on a project, please reach out to our team at edtech@mtholyoke.edu.
On today's episode, our colleague Annie interviews Lindsay Freer, Manager of Educational Technology, about the Learning Management System Evaluation Project, also referred to as the LMS Evaluation Project. Enjoy the show.
What is the LMS Evaluation Project and what is its goal?
The LMS Evaluation Project is an effort that we are undertaking in LITS with the help of the whole community to determine which learning management system will be the most useful for us as an institution for the coming decade or more. We've had Moodle for over 10 years. And in that 10-year period, a lot of advances have come to the market for learning management systems, and new platforms and new services have appeared that can do more things or handle more options that can better support what's happening in the classroom, whether it's our fully online programs at the graduate school or our undergraduate classrooms, which are largely face-to-face. So the goal is really to see what the market looks like at this time and to give Mount Holyoke the best toolkit that it can possibly have for potentially many years to come.
Why is this project taking place now?
You know, that's a great question. There's a lot of change happening on campus right now with the Summit project and the introduction of Workday, and then also all of the usual upgrades that we see around the software and applications that we usually use. So adding potentially the question of a new LMS into that mix can seem like a lot, but we actually have some really practical reasons for why we're doing this now. First and foremost, we've been holding off on making big changes to how Moodle looks and feels and interacts with students and faculty. And we can no longer safely hold off on making that change. So if a change needs to be made anyway, and we can, you know, our hosting vendor or the people that we work with to run Moodle will simply not allow us to forego that making that change any longer, it makes sense then to say, okay, if we're going to make a change, what change do we want the most? What will best suit us? And so that's how we landed in this bigger project, is there are some time-sensitive changes happening with Moodle that pushed us there. Given that, and the fact that our colleagues up the road at UMass have recently changed which learning management system they use, are in the process of migrating to a new system, it really felt like change was in the air. But there is a very concrete, practical reason, and it has to do with upcoming changes happening to Moodle itself.
What are some of the steps we have taken to collect faculty and student feedback?
So we've actually taken or are in the process of taking quite a few different steps to collect feedback about this process. We ran a student survey about Moodle and Pathways with our colleagues in the Office of Student Success and Advising. That survey was conducted over the month of October in 2023. We also have hosted a variety of demonstration calls with different vendors who are offering different learning management systems for us to look at. And the results of those calls, the video recordings, have been available on our project website and on our Kaltura channel for community feedback. We've been doing quite a bit of connection also with individual faculty who are either potentially interested in being early adopters of any new system or who feel strongly attached to Moodle and want to tell us why it works so well for them. And so we've been taking a lot of individual consultations and doing some testing of what it might look like to move their content from Moodle to a new platform. We'll be offering more events for different audiences throughout the rest of the spring semester. And we'll be continuing to solicit community feedback and community input as we potentially transition to a new system, if we do end up doing that, as that process will take over a year to complete. So we've collected a lot of feedback so far in a variety of methods, but we're far from done. And we have a feedback form on our website that you are more than welcome to fill out at any time.
And for the final question, what's coming up?
Well, as I mentioned, we're going to have more events this spring, specifically for faculty who might want to see what potential alternatives to Moodle could look like for us, and explore the vendors that we're still talking with about their various platforms. So we'll have actual in-person events happening soon. We'll be adding even more content to our project website. So please keep an eye out at commons.mtholyoke.edu/LMS project. And you can find a lot more content there. And then this summer, we will be deciding what change awaits us, whether it is an upgrade to Moodle or the migration to a new platform. So there's going to be lots of news coming out about that starting in fall of 2024 as people come back from the summer. And if you're really interested and want to be part of an early adopter crew, you can talk to us about that all summer long, because that's where Litz will be putting its energies on this topic.
Hello, Matt here with one thing you should know about Litz. Did you know that Litz has a new policy this semester when it comes to video reserves? If you need to share a hard-to-find video with your class this semester, check out the Litz website for all the options available to you.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. This is Sky, here with the answer to our last technology trivia question, and a new question to puzzle over. Our previous question was, what is the name of the earliest personal computer? And the answer, the Kenbach 1. It was designed by John Blankenbacher in 1971. Our new technology trivia question is as follows. The first woman in the United States to earn a PhD in computer science also went on to found and run the computer science program at Clark College in Iowa. What was her name? Tune in next time to hear the answer, along with more EdTech updates from our team.